Tyler Swanson, these interviews are frustrating when you're so close, right? And I know you've actually, because you do radio for us, and so you've actually been on the other side of it doing the, trying to think of what to ask a coach. But you strand 11 base runners, Tyler, and the base is loaded twice. You get a guy thrown at the plate. And in a one-run game, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly didn't get the clutch hit when we needed it, but I got to be better. I got to put our guys in a better position to succeed, take some chances when we need to. So that'll be something we'll clean up moving forward. But we got opportunities. Opportunities are there. We got to make a play, and I got to be better. And my guys will be better. I think we'll be all right moving forward.
There's dozens of times during a game when a coach, you could do this, you could do that, and you always second guess, right? When you go home at night, you're you know, I should have had Trevor Steele second, or I should have done this, or I shouldn't have done that, and there's no right answer, right?
No, and it's, you know, it's things you lose sleep over, things you think about, things you second guess, and, you know, it's in the moment, you just make the decision that you feel is best, and that's what you go with, but, you know, it's my responsibility to get these guys in positions to succeed. So I got to be better. You know, we preach to them that you got to win every pitch. So I got to do a better job putting them into positions where they're going to succeed, because right now we're not doing it.
But your seniors played well.
Yeah, they did, for sure. Hats off to them. You know, you just talked to Rex. I can't say enough about Rex Kelly. He's been great this year. He's really swinging the bat really well for us. He's being the verbal, emotional leader we need as well. So hats off to him. All of our seniors did a great job tonight. We started all five of them today. Give them a chance to play together. Here on our home field, and I thought they did pretty good. You know, just one hit away.
Yeah, how about Gibby? I mean, he has never played baseball at this level until this year. And you know, first, what was it? The first game, I remember, I'm standing there, and he says, "I don't really want to bat." He said that to you, right?
Yeah, he lobbied pretty hard for me never to bat him this year, and he's batting like 330 or 340 right now. And that's one of those things as a coach. It just makes you so proud that he's willing to go outside of his comfort zone and be a part of this team. He's such a great kid, such a great guy to have on the team. Does anything we ask for him. Steps outside of his comfort zone, right? Because he's a stud on the football field, on the basketball court. This is not his forte, right? He hasn't played baseball since he was 10. So hats off to Caden. I think he's done a great job and been a great teammate and a valuable addition to this team.
All right, so you don't have much time to whine about this one because you had a – well, the schedule's this is what you want heading into playoffs, right? You're going to go down to Kingsley and take on a good Gaylord team.
Yep.
And then I don't know who you're going to – obviously play after that.
Right.
And then, you know, Bark River will want some revenge Monday, and then Escanaba is going to come here for two. So that's a good stretch of games.
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't get any easier. We're going to Preble on Thursday after Esky. So, yeah, we got a whole bunch of real competitive ball games coming up. We're going to learn a lot about what our team has. Obviously, it hasn't gone our way the last couple of weeks here. We've kind of hit a midseason kind of lull, but there's a long way to go, right? We're short on days, but we got a lot of ball games left. We got a lot of opportunities to grow and get better, and that's what we got to focus on, just getting better one pitch at a time.
Yeah, there's just been the unlucky stuff, too, like yesterday. How about, I mean, for Cooper Samuels, the pitch dwells he did yesterday, and literally get nothing, no help at all.
Yeah, he gave up one hit, two runs, and that was it.
Yeah.
And, you know, credit to Nagani. They made the plays, and, you know, we ended up getting another close one in game two last night. I thought we played pretty well in that game, got a 3-1 win. But, you know, adversity is kind of the story of our season right now. We got to be able to work through it. You know, obviously, the only time it rained was when Isaac was pitching the first inning today. You know, it didn't really rain that hard all day, and it stopped raining once he came off the mound. So it's one of those things. It's easy to use it as an excuse, but we got to be able to play through those things, embrace adversity, and come out stronger on the other end.
And had we known that it was going to stop raining, maybe you would have delayed the game, right? And,
right, but...
But you thought it might be like that the whole night and you wouldn't get it in. So.
Yeah, you know, we looked at the radar all day, and depending on which one you looked at, it was either going to stop raining at 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:15, or it was going to rain till 7, so we had to try to get it in. Both of us, Marquette doesn't have any room to move, and neither do we, so we had to try to get it in. It's a conference game. Big game for them, so hats off to Marquette. They got a nice win tonight, and unfortunately for us, we just didn't get the hit when we needed it.
Absolutely. Okay, Swanee, give your shout-outs.
Just family, mom, dad, Danica at home, boys at home, anybody else listening, appreciate all of your support, everybody out there. Can't do it without you guys, self-funded program, so appreciate all the community support. And you, Jack, thanks for getting us on the radio.
Too cold for him to come. He's usually standing right here.
Easton had his own baseball game today.
Oh, okay. He's excused then. All right, Swanee. All right. We'll see you Tuesday against Escanaba.
Yep, thanks, Jack.
All right. And that will...